I just heard the noise, so that must mean we're on. This is the Governance Committee call for June. And my name is Dave Adelson, and the PMB Governance Committee. Our Paul Martin is our secretary. Our Paul, do you want to call the roll?
Yes. Okay. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Dave Adelson?
And she should be, I was like, is she still getting an allowance? And she said no. And I said, well, you should make her responsible for paying.
She told me that the insurance
does cover it. And I said, you know, but you should make her responsible for paying all of the copays every time you go.
Hello.
And,
wow, you
know, any fee associated
you're
with it.
You're broadcasting and your telephone conversation.
That shouldn't be your responsibility.
I don't think she hears us.
Hello. Please do not, whoever's speaking, hello?
The person is gone.
Okay. Don't divulge any personal.
Mary Berg?
Here.
Max Flachet?
Here.
Lydia Brazon? Marty Derlin? Jane Gatewood? Bob Lederer?
Here.
R. Paul Martin? Here. Sarv Rundawa?
Here.
Sandra Rawline? Serene Roberts? Rob Robinson? Rob Robinson?
He was here a minute ago.
That might have been his line cross. Who knows?
Deb Shafto? Hakim Takash? Hakim?
Hakim, are you still there? Hello?
We do not have quorum?
I now count only 7 people.
Good. Well, they'll come back.
We had 9, we lost 2, apparently.
Well, we just had them 1 minute ago.
Yeah, they'll come back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're waiting for Hakim Takash and Rob Robinson to return so we can conduct business. While we're waiting to start the meeting formally, I'll read the proposed agenda. And it's first the call to order and roll call. Second, the approval of the agenda. 10 minutes. Third, the approval of May 26 minutes. Fourth, old business or unfinished business for an hour. And fifth, new business, if any, for 15 minutes. And then under old unfinished business, we have 3 items, bylaws convention, policy on contracts approval, and code of conduct.
Could I just suggest we just have it as new business instead of if any? That's always what you're going to have.
What was the new business?
Oh, pardon me. Pardon me. You're correct. Well, sometimes somebody will propose things ahead of time, but okay, fine.
Something. Contract approval.
Okay, so we're still waiting for 2 people to be able to start the meeting. Rob or Hakim, if you are on mute, *6 unmutes you. If you can hear us and you can speak up, we'd appreciate it.
Who are you talking to, Hakim and who?
You.
I'm here.
Great.
Okay.
We didn't hear you during the roll call.
Rob Robinson?
Yeah, I shouted.
Really?
Right, we did.
Okay, so Hakim, are you here?
He was there.
The hurricane in the background.
I wonder if that was his line that got crossed some kind of way. You want me to jump off and try to triangulate on him again?
If you could, that'd be a big help.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That was him going off.
What did you think of the meeting in Berkeley? Maybe you can chit-chat there.
Yeah.
Who?
Are you
all
asking
of you,
everyone?
Who were there?
Well, I tell you, I mean, I was speaking for myself. It was a little surreal having people from the audience come up to me and sort of make angry comments about confidentiality and conflicts and all the rest of it, having, you know, been on the other side of that divide some years ago and feeling not listened to by the board, and then being in a position of hearing folks saying stuff where, I mean, I had to restrain myself from saying, you haven't even asked me, because I got told that so many times when the roles were reversed. But it really was a thing of there was something wrong in the dynamic where somebody comes up and is upset at you for something before they know what the situation really is. So that was hard. But other than that, I mean, On the board side, I thought we made some good progress. We've hired a search firm, and I thought it went better than other board meetings have. What did other people think? Sarv, what did you think?
Well, I think that I echo what you said here. I think that there were some people a couple of them I talked to, and they were making some claims, but they hadn't read anything, or they weren't aware when I pointed the things out to them, some facts. So they were surprised at that, how little they knew about it. Other than that, I mean, I was taller, and I'm used to people standing up and, you know, challenging the politicians and boards and whatever else. So it doesn't scare me any. I mean, I feel comfortable with that. And I think they should have the right to express themselves without any violence and stuff like that, which there wasn't any. So to me, it was fine. I could hear their points of view. And on the board side, I thought it was pretty, you know, pretty well-behaved board there. People said their, what their piece, and listened to others, and they were respectful of each other. So
it was too bad we had to do so much in confidential, in executive session, because
yeah.
I think that really made people feel like, hey, something's really not right. But
the other side to that, Dave, is that if you put something like that in the open, that we probably wouldn't get anything accomplished either, because every time you said something, you know, whatever, people get a lot of passion involved.
Yeah, but that's not an excuse for not doing things publicly, not getting things done. The issue is that we're dealing with personnel issues and legal issues. So.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think, Bob?
Bob? Who's Bob?
He's the guy from New York, wears glasses.
Oh.
Curly hair.
Where did he go?
Oh, the thin guy?
Yeah.
Where did he go?
Slender fellow.
Oh, he went there to eat.
Knows them. Robert's rules.
Well, I'll jump in and give you my comments. I thought that the board conducted itself well. I mean, the board members were disciplined, and I thought the chair did a very good job. I think you got an earful from the public, but then that's par for the course. And I think that I will restate what I've said. There is a climate of mistrust, and this is not a new thing. And it's going to take real effort to dispel that. I think some progress has been made, but much more needs to be done. And of course, the public will have to educate itself to try and find the information, but we need to put more of it out there.
There was one comment, speaking of educating and all that, the blonde woman, I don't know her name, who said we should go to board school.
Oh, yeah.
I take the point. Well, I'm wondering if anybody, she said there are organizations that teach it, you know, for free. It probably wouldn't hurt us to actually recommend that. And it might even help to do that in advance of a bylaws convention. Maybe we'd want that working group to raise that.
That's a good thought. Well, suddenly a big problem we have has to do with the size of the board, of the LSBs, which are bigger than the national board. And because of the size, we have to use some sort of rules, such as Robert's rules. In the last 10 years, I've served on 7 boards. They were always much smaller, maybe no more than 13 people. We never had to use Robert's rules, and we could always arrive at a consensus after a sensible discussion of the issues. But that's not the way we operate on the LSBs, and I don't think we'll ever get there in a way. That's a real issue in my perspective. From my perspective.
Well,
what kind of changes in the bylaws that you think that would help in that direction, Max?
Well, I've always felt all along, and when they were being developed, I made that argument that the LSBs be limited to perhaps no more than 17 people. But, you know, my perspective was not supported at all. People wanted them big, to make them as inclusive as they could be. By the way, I thought that from the perspective of diversity, I was very pleased with what I saw on the national board. We do have a diverse board, so that's definitely a plus. Well, I think short of reducing the size of the boards, we'll just have to learn to discipline ourselves and learn the Robert's rules much better than we have displayed so far, certainly in Berkeley.
And we need to work with committees. We can't have the whole board doing all the work.
Yeah, but if your committees don't meet till 45 minutes after their scheduled meeting.
Well, yeah.
I was talking about the local board.
Given our failure to achieve quorum, one thing that can be done at a meeting that doesn't achieve quorum is to schedule a subsequent meeting. How would people feel about us scheduling for 2 weeks from tonight? We have our normal meeting, I guess, the fourth Thursday.
Right.
But I think we do need to get some of this business done, and maybe some of the working groups could meet between now and then.
That'll be the 14th, and there's a...
That would be the 7th.
BII Finance Committee meeting.
It would be the 7th.
Plus, it's 2 days after the Bastille Day.
Oh, wait, wouldn't it be the 7th?
Pardon me?
Would it not be the 7th? Next week is the 30th, and then would this not be the 7th of July, two weeks?
Okay.
That's what you said, 2 weeks.
Well, I think what I'd like to do, since we don't have quorum, is just go ahead and schedule that, we'll try and achieve quorum. And I think we should agree, speaking of rules, that basically if we don't have quorum by, 20 minutes after the hour, that we just have to reschedule.
Hey, Donnie?
This is a waste of our time.
Much as I
enjoy your company and conversation.
It's true.
Yeah, I think it's we should adjourn. Well, not that we ever convene.
Right.
Well, actually, the way Roberts has it is, what we do is chair would convene it, announce we don't have a quorum, and there would be a motion to adjourn the meeting to the date you want to adjourn it to.
Okay. Then I'll convene it. I note we do not have quorum based on the roll that was called. And I recommend we adjourn to the 7th?
And I don't see anything on the calendar so far for that. I'm looking at it now.
That's fine with me.
Okay. Paul, can you notice that onto the calendar?
You'll have to send me a thing of how to do that. Exactly.
Okay. If you send me a reminder, I will do that.
The motion I have is that we adjourn this meeting till July 7th.
Okay. Does it require a vote? Is there any objection?
No.
Okay, most accepted to that objection. I will see you all in a couple of weeks, folks.
Thank you
very much.
Okay, I agree with you, David.
Bye-bye.
I agree with you. Bye.